From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the death toll from an explosion in Tianjin, China, continues to rise. State media, citing official sources, said Saturday that 104 people were killed, including 21 firefighters. Chinese authorities have ordered an immediate mandatory evacuation near the site of the massive fire and explosions that devastated an industrial neighborhood in the northeastern city. The Beijing News on Saturday said all people within a 3-kilometer radius of the warehouse explosion site are being forcibly evacuated from the area because of a possible chemical contamination. Sodium cyanide, a toxic chemical that can be deadly, was detected east of the site. A team of more than 200 military nuclear and biochemical specialists has been searching the area for possible dangerous chemicals. The official Xinhua news agency says, meanwhile, that anti-chemical warfare troops rescued a man just 50 meters from the blast core area. The People's Daily newspaper said the 50-year-old man was rescued from a container nearly 3 days after the explosions. At least 40 migrants have died and 320 were rescued from an overcrowded smuggling boat in the Mediterranean Sea north of Libya Saturday. The Italian Navy said it believes the fatalities were caused by what appeared to be inhalation of exhaust fumes in the hold of the boat. The death toll is expected to rise. Europe has been flooded by tens of thousands of desperate migrants fleeing poverty and armed conflicts in North Africa and the Middle East. The International Organization for Migration said Friday the number of migrants and asylum seekers who have been arriving in Europe stands at 230,000 as of July 31st. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama used his weekly media address to call for more work on bridging the gap between police and communities of color. Marking the first anniversary of the death of teenager Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, Mr. Obama said that in order to face the issues of discrimination squarely, he had convened a task force on community policing. The task force includes police officers, activists, and academics, and they were tasked with finding what he called common sense steps to build up trust and cooperation between communities and police.
All across the country, from states like Illinois and Ohio to cities like Philadelphia, Boston, and Nashville, local leaders are working to implement the task force recommendations in a way that works for their communities.
Nationally, African Americans are arrested at much higher rates than people of other races, according to a USA Today newspaper analysis of FBI data from last year. German lawmakers are expected to vote Wednesday on whether to approve a new bailout package for Greece. Eurozone finance ministers and the Greek parliament approved the deal Friday, but Germany has been skeptical of the plan, and its parliament is the first to vote on the agreement. The International Monetary Fund, one of Greece's key creditors, has also not come on board. Still, Dutch finance minister and Eurozone head Jeroen Dijsselbloem said the agreement is a good one.
It addresses the main challenges, both on reaching sound public finances, to return to growth, but also structural policy frameworks to enhance competitiveness, and finally, it safeguards financial stability.
The European Commission wants parliaments to pass the deal by Wednesday so Greece can repay $3.6 billion it owes to the Central Bank of Europe by a Thursday deadline. Iraqi officials say at least 11 people were killed and 35 wounded when a car bomb exploded at a popular auto dealership in a Shiite suburb of Baghdad. The blast hit the Habibiya neighborhood in Sadr City, the same district where a massive truck bomb ripped through a wholesale vegetable market just 2 days before, killing 67 people. No one has claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack. The Islamic State took credit for Thursday's bombing. Also Saturday, Reuters news agency reported 2 more people were killed and 7 wounded in a bomb blast targeting vehicle repair shops in Taji, to the north of the capital. 7 more people died in blasts in busy commercial streets and markets in Jisr Diyala, Madin, and Iskan. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.